But Jesus, who is the light of the world, but Jesus, who triumphant over death, but Jesus, who is the way, the truth, the life, he's going to be on this altar today for all of us. For all of us. And he's going to let us know that he's always with us, that he never abandoned us. And he promises, you will be with me in paradise. We must praise the Lord. For today, my sisters and brothers, there's the task for you and I, just not only for you, but myself as well. For this particular day, let us make the effort. Let us make the effort to trust in the Lord, to hope in the Lord, and to give all our inconvenience and challenges to him. Lord, I am here. I give it to you, all my desires, all my tribulations. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to be a better faithful disciple today. Tomorrow we don't know, and yesterday's history. Let us praise the Lord. This particular day, we will produce a best fruit. Let us make the effort to take this day as the last day in our lives and to do the best we can our responsibilities. Perhaps many people this day are like this kid in darkness. And perhaps they have been asking themselves, where are my friends? Where is my God? Where is everybody? Why they give me alone? They send me alone. So let us praise the Lord for today, that Jesus help us to be his faithful apostles, his faithful disciples. Let us trust in the Lord, as he said to you and I, do not be afraid. I am always, always with you. Do not be afraid. I am the Prince of Peace. Do not be afraid. I am the door who is always open to you. He is always here, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament and the Holy Eucharist. And today is a privilege for you and I. We will taste bread from heaven, a sign that truly we are not alone. As this mom said to this kid, shh, I am here. Shh, I am here. I am here. Touch me. Feel me. That's the Jesus that's telling us today for you and I. I am here. No worries. Do your best. And then wait for the best in your life. Finally, my sisters and brothers, let us praise the Lord as we approach day by day to celebrate the Paschal mystery, as we emerge in the second week of Lent. Let us praise the Lord to our Blessed Mother that she help us as we live in this darkness world. Let us pray to Blessed Mother that she guide us into the light of his Son, Jesus Christ, who is waiting for us in his kingdom. And my wish for all of us is that one day, when we leave the body and go home to the Lord, we have the privilege and we have this wonderful joy when we hear our names. And the Lord said to you and I, faithful servant, I know you. I know you. I know you. Welcome. Enjoy the inheritance prepared for you. Let us pray together to a Blessed Mother that she help us, teach us wisdom, teach us how to be humble and how to be simple in this life. Let us praise the Lord into a Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother help us to trust in the Lord in all times, even in those times of darkness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.